Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting second. The left fielder, Joe Vozmak. Batting third. The right fielder, Ben Chapman. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Joe Cronin. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Eric McNair. Batting eighth. The catcher, Gene Desautels. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Bagby. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Jim Bagby. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Buster Mills. Batting second. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting third. The shortstop, Red Kress. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Harlan Clift. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Sam West. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bo Bell. Batting seventh. The catcher, Billy Sullivan. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Don Hefner. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Oral Hildebrand. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Oral Hildebrand. And now, play ball. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is called out on strikes. One out. Joe Vozmak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vozmak hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills takes first base on ball four. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn hits a line drive into center field. That will be extra bases. Kramer picks up the ball and throws it away. That's a triple and an error on Kramer. Mills goes all the way around to score. McQuinn moves all the way to home. It's 2-0, Browns. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is called out on strikes. One out. Harlan Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift takes first base on ball four. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Clift moves to third. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bagby fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox strikes out. One out. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner hits a ball on the ground towards second. McNair scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. two outs. Oral Hildebrand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hildebrand hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Mills hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a pop-up towards third. Cliff settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels takes first base on ball 4. Jim Bagby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bagby hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hildebrand fields it and throws to first for the out. Desautels moves to second. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-1 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-1 in the game. Kress hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Clift hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Clift. The throw from Desautels and he is out, Cronin applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0-for-1 in the game. Vosmick hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-1 in the game. Chapman takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-1 in the game. Cronin hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's Red Sox, 2, Browns, 2. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-1 in the game. Higgins hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. West hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0-for-1 in the game. Hefner hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Browns 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0 for 1 in the game. McNair hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Desautels hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Jim Bagby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bagby is 0 for 1 in the game. Bagby hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Oral Hildebrand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hildebrand is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hildebrand hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Mills hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. McQuinn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kress hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McQuinn moves to second. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Clift takes first base on ball 4. McQuinn moves to third. Kress moves to second. Fritz Ostermuller now pitching. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. West hits a pop-up towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Browns 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 2 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0 for 2 in the game. Vosmick bunts for an out with unknown description. Kramer moves to second. One out. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Chapman hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Kramer moves to third. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bell moves to second. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0 for 2 in the game. Hefner hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Ethan Allen pinch hits for Oral Hildebrand. Ethan Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Mills hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Browns 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Julio Benetti now pitching. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Cronin hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-2 in the game. Higgins hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of West. Higgins reaches second base with a double. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-2 in the game. McNair hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Desautels takes first base on ball 4. Fritz Ostermüller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ostermüller hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Kress bunts for an out with unknown description. McQuinn moves to second. 1 out. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Clift takes first base on ball 4. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. West hits a fly ball into right field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Browns 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0-for-2 in the game. Vosmick hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kramer moves to third. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Chapman hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Mills settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Kramer scores. One out. It's 3-2, Red Sox. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-3 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mills. Fox reaches second base with a double. Vosmick moves to third. Ed Cole now pitching. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Cronin is walked intentionally. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Higgins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vosmick scores. Fox scores. Cronin moves to second. It's 5-2, Red Sox. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-3 in the game. McNair hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 2 outs. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Desautels takes first base on ball 4. Cronin moves to third. Higgins moves to second. Fritz Ostermüller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ostermüller is 0-for-1 in the game. Ostermüller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0-for-3 in the game. Hefner hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Roy Hughes pinch hits for Ed Cole. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Browns 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ed Link now pitching. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Kramer hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Vosmick takes first base on ball 4. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Chapman strikes out. 2 outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Fox hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 7-2, Red Sox. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Cronin hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Mills strikes out. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Kress hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 2 outs. Harlund Klift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klift is 0-for-1 in the game. With 3 walks. Klift hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 7-4, Red Sox. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. West hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 7, and St. Louis Browns, 4. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.